The World Cup begins today. This is my World Cup, man versus machine. Today we fight back against the computers. We fight back against the, well, this is just a predicting model. It's not really AI, but we are taking it on regardless. That's right, guys. Adrian from Rabona TV, me, a man with an okay track record at predicting things versus a smarmy know-it-all nerd computer. Now, in the knockout stages of the Champions League, I predicted 17 out of 23 matchups correctly. That's 74% accuracy, and this will be even harder as I will be filling in each spot in each group, but I'm representing humanity here. So you gotta root for me for once, okay? I'm kidding. Do as you wish. But after this, we'll see how I did, and we'll do the round of 32. A lot of you wanted an update on the favorites to win the World Cup from said supercomputer in light of the squad announcements. And so, England are no longer the favorites, with France overtaking everyone, actually. England are just ahead of Spain. Then there's Portugal, Germany, Brazil, Argentina, just ahead of the Netherlands, as Argentina are now in seventh place. Now, I just released my group previews, as well as in-depth videos on 8 different teams, so that's where the real substance is, where I tell you all about teams. This video is more just for fun, where I'll give you some reasons for my thinking, of course, but we won't dwell on teams too long. As always, make sure you subscribe. Daily videos coming at you, as they have been pretty much for the whole month. Okay, let's go. Group A, no team really stands head and shoulders above the rest. Mexico, I give them the slight edge playing at home, and their two best ever World Cup performances came the last two times they hosted the World Cup. The crowd will push them through. They're missing a few players, but Aguirre has shown he can organize them in tournaments. CONCACAF Nations League and Gold Cup won them both. Czechia ground their way in through back-to-back playoff shootouts, aerial threat, big defenders, dangerous from set pieces because they scored the most out of any team in Europe. That's Czechia. That's who they are under Miroslav Kubek. South Korea have moved away from foreign managers. Hong Myung-bo is back for a second stint for overseeing their group stage exit in 2014. Talent is there, but questions have followed his tactical decisions, including a switch to a back three in friendlies. That didn't go so well. South Africa, the Bafana under Belgian manager Hugo Broos, who has qualified them for their first World Cup since 2002. They hosted in 2010, so that was automatic. This was their first qualification since 2002. Strong performances in African qualifying, but how do they measure up against this group? My call is Mexico first, South Korea second, Czechia third, South Africa fourth, unfortunately. The computer has Mexico first, Czechia second, South Korea third, South Africa last. So we agree on the top and the bottom. Another host in Canada are in Group B, and they come in looking interesting, right? A lot of players were injured or are injured currently and will be touch and go to be fit for the World Cup. A full-strength Canada, I think, does great in this group. Maybe not win it, but does really well. But with the injuries they're carrying, there's a lot weighing on that first match against Bosnia and Herzegovina. And with all of the pressure they'll be feeling, who knows how that will go. I think Switzerland will top this group. I think that's a given, basically. And I think that Qatar won't necessarily be whipping boys at all. But I think that each team in here will be hoping to get points against them. We'll be betting on it. And so I have them in last myself. So that's Switzerland first, Qatar in last. Canada and Bosnia is where it's difficult to call. Bosnia came through the playoffs beating Wales on penalties and then Italy on penalties, so they are a tough team to beat. Edin Dzeko is still that dude. Well, to a certain extent, he's that dude. He's still a legend that is capable of hurting teams if he gets some separation from defenders in the box. So as a Canadian, I do not relish playing against Bosnia, but I think that Canada will get second and Bosnia third. And my thinking is this: Canada and Bosnia could well be a draw, and I think Switzerland beats both of them probably, so it will come down to who gets the better result against Qatar. And there, I think Promise David and the boys will be up and running to put Canada in second. And the computer says the exact same. It thinks that Switzerland and Canada will be a lot closer than I do, but hey, we'll see. Group C, one of the big groups, really. Brazil, Scotland, Morocco, and Haiti. Now, Brazil were all over the place early in qualifying, but under Ancelotti, they look organized, they look unified, and they're growing on me now. Dangerous in the attack. Defense is looking incredible. Gabriela, Marquinhos, I mean, come on. Casemiro's in great form in that midfield. Brazil look good. Scotland came through qualifying directly, and they have enough talent to hurt opponents. McTominay, the obvious big name there. Bit of an older squad, but maybe the experience counts for something for them in this group. Morocco, retroactive African champions, and the first African side ever to reach a World Cup semifinal. Their history-making coach has stepped down, which is a big change, but the new man impressed when he was looking over the U20 team who won the World Cup. So, will that success continue? Haiti, a team I'm 100% rooting for. They qualified without playing a single match at home. Fantastic story. I did a video on it. And they have real attacking talent, so don't be surprised if they cause Scotland a headache. But here's what I see. Brazil first, Scotland second. Yes, really something about what they showed in qualifying against Denmark. Morocco third, Haiti fourth. Morocco going through as a third place side will be a nasty surprise for whoever draws them, expecting a layup of a third place team. The computer has Morocco and Scotland swapped around from my order, so we'll see, computer. The USA, the final host for us to speak about, alongside Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. Now, plenty of odds have Australia as the weakest team, but I'm not so sure about that. This group is incredibly close. The USA should be pretty good under Pochettino. Questions throughout his tenure, yes, but I expect strong performances from the USMNT. Their midfield is solid. The back line is maybe the weak spot for me. I mean, Tim Ream in 2026. Turkey are a tough draw for anyone. You're expecting a pot four side and instead get what would have been probably a pot two team via the European playoff. I don't fully trust them defensively at all, but with Çalhanoğlu in the midfield, Arda Güler and Kenan Yıldız in the attack, they'll cause problems. Very entertaining at Euro 2024, a bit all over the place, but fun to watch. Paraguay are built to grind, solid defensively under Gustavo Alfaro, but the attack is a really big question mark, especially with Julio and Ciso potentially missing a large part of the group stage. Unclear on his return at the time of recording. Now, Australia had a bad start to qualifying, but things smoothed out when Popovich took over. More competitive, slight tactical shift, still viewed as the weakest team here, but it's so close that anything can happen. And I'm thinking that the Enciso injury could be the difference maker. USA first, Turkey second, Australia third, Paraguay fourth. The computer agrees, I see, but with Australia and Paraguay swapped. Group E, Germany, Ecuador, Ivory Coast, and Curaçao. First, Curaçao, the blue wave. Dick Advocaat will set them up to be an absolute nightmare to play against, looking to hang tough, steal a draw if they can, nick a goal here or there from a set piece or on the counter, but they'll have a huge amount of difficulty against this group. Speaking of being horrible to play against, that's Ecuador's whole thing. That's their whole identity. Best defensive record in South American qualifying, just 0.28 goals conceded per game, but fewer than one scored per game also. Strong midfield, excellent defense, not great in the attack, pure grinders. Ivory Coast also had an excellent defensive record, but backed it up with a great attacking one too. Yes, the opposition quality differs from Ecuador's, but they walked the talk with a 2-1 win over France in pre-tournament friendlies. So that ain't nothing. Germany made a meal of qualifying. Things looked touch and go for a while, and Nagelsmann took a lot of heat from the media, but they locked in at the end, and they have a fantastic squad. I expect them to advance, which is already an upgrade on their last two World Cups, right? So here's my first big brain gamble. Ivory Coast in first, Germany second, Ecuador third, Curaçao last. The supercomputer has Germany first, then Ivory Coast, Ecuador, and Curaçao. We'll see who's laughing last here. Here's another tough group to call. Group F, Netherlands, Japan, Tunisia, and Sweden. Now, Sweden had a shocking qualification campaign that a lot of people aren't talking about. They finished dead last in their group without a single win. They snuck in via Nations League playoffs, which, you know, people, take your Nations League seriously. See how it saved Sweden? They looked much better in the playoffs with Viktor Gyökeres really stepping up, a hat-trick versus Ukraine, then a late winner against Poland. That's kind of changed the complexion of them under Graham Potter, though recent friendlies have been a bit iffy. Tunisia are exactly the kind of team that causes problems. Strong defense. Didn't concede a single goal in African qualifying. They'll frustrate you, then nick one on the counter for from a set piece. Don't forget, they beat France at the last World Cup. They've also never made it out of the group stage. So, hey, first for everything. The Netherlands are expected to go very deep. That German predictor guy who's called the last two World Cup winners has them lifting the trophy. They have the talent, though I do have some concerns about their defense, injuries, rough seasons, guys returning from knocks. We'll see. And Japan. Two huge injury blows in Minamino and Mitoma, but the talent is still there and they've proven they can top groups. They beat both Germany and Spain last time. Slightly more attacking under Moriyasu now. there'll be a really big headache. I'm buying into the hype, man. Japan first, Netherlands second, Tunisia third, Sweden last. The supercomputer disagrees. Netherlands, Japan, Sweden, Tunisia. Boring. They're going off of names, man. Halfway there, next we have Belgium, Iran, Egypt, and New Zealand. Cannot believe we're only halfway there. My God, there's a lot of teams. I can tell you right away that I have New Zealand in last, the team that is the lowest ranked coming into this tournament. They were smashed 4-0 by Haiti in a pre-tournament friendly. It's just not looking great for the All Whites. Iran and Egypt is a big battleground, hard to call between those two. Egypt has never won a match at the World Cup. Iran has, but they've never advanced past the group stage. Between the two, Salah and Egypt look just a bit better to me, but you can never sleep on Taremi and Iran, right? Belgium, I think they are sort of the expected winners here, and I have them winning the group as well. Look, I'm not a big Rudy Garcia guy, I get it, but they have been decent under him so far and absolutely have talent in the attack and midfield. Even with that back line, I think they top this group. I'm not talking about the knockout stages, but this group, they top it. Iran comes second, Egypt third, and New Zealand, we salute you in fourth. The supercomputer, same, except flip Iran and Egypt around. So we have differences in all groups but one so far, I believe. All groups but group B. Spain, Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, and Cape Verde make up group H. And I think this one has the top two kind of set, just a matter of who you think will top it, and the bottom two set, just a matter of who you think will be in the basement. Cape Verde, I did a big video on them that you should check out because, you know, knowledge is power, and there's a ton of cool history in there. They are one of the rising powers in CAF. I think that Bubista will set them up in similar ways to focus on getting results off of maybe Uruguay if they can steal a draw and a win over Saudi Arabia. Things could look good for them. Saudi Arabia just sacked Hervé Renard, their coach, in April of this year, which is an interesting call to make with the tournament beginning so soon. They have a new coach in Georgios Donis, who has spent a lot of time coaching in the Saudi Pro League, so he does know the talent available to him. We'll see how he sets them up. They were poor in qualifying, with goals being a big problem for them. But hey, maybe the legend Salem Eldossari pops off once again. One last trick up his sleeve. Uruguay, very chaotic. I mean, with Bielsa in charge, there's always a nice little taste of chaos in the camp, right? There were signs that the team was sort of protesting against him in some ways with how terribly they were performing at times. Seemed like they're doing it on purpose, coming after they had wins against Argentina and Brazil, but then won just 3 games in 12 matches. They still qualified, though Bielsa was on the hot seat. I expect them to make it out as a Bielsa enjoyer. I hope that they can play to his vision, as that will be nice to watch, but they are inconsistent, and I worry about goals in the post-Cavani and Suarez era. Spain, not worried about Spain at all, as De La Fuente's boys are one of the best teams in the tournament, and it's looking more and more likely that Lamine Yamal will be good to go for the first match against Cape Verde. Will he start? That's another question. I wouldn't be surprised if Spain win every match. I have them topping the group, then Uruguay, Cape Verde, and Saudi Arabia. And the supercomputer has the exact same thing. That's no fun. Another group of death, where Senegal can cause big problems against France and Norway, and we'll see what Iraq can cook up, you know? They'll really have it tough in this group, as they will find it difficult to find any points against these top opposition. Really, really tough draw for them. They've waited 40 years for this, only to get dropped into a group with these teams. And again, I spoke about them far more in the preview video. Senegal almost made it 2 AFCON titles in the previous 3 tournaments before it was retroactively awarded to Morocco, and they come into this tournament quite strong. A really nice mix of youth and experience out there for Papa Chao. They are certainly looking to beat Iraq and then see what they can do against Norway. And Norway is a very, very strong side. They actually have a friendly against Morocco, which at the time of recording, it hasn't happened yet, but that will be a great matchup. 2 dark horse favorites. They obviously destroyed in qualifying, scoring more goals than any other nation in UEFA, embarrassing Italy twice, and showing just how good they can be with Haaland leading this young generation. And France, they made the last 2 World Cup finals, only narrowly losing the second in a shootout against Argentina. As always, they come in stacked with talent. I'm looking at Rayan Cherki to be one for them as a difference maker, just an unbelievable baller. Great goal against Cote d'Ivoire. I think they should be able to defeat everyone in this group, so I have them top, then Norway, then Senegal, and Iraq. The supercomputer, the same again, man. Come on, stop copying my homework here. Group J, defending champions Argentina against Jordan, Algeria, and Austria. Algeria have looked better lately, especially with Mohamed Moura, who led African qualifying with 10 goals, more than Salah in second. Mahrez is still there too, a step slower, but all technique and finesse cutting in on his left foot. And Petkovic is an experienced coach. Remember, he masterminded Switzerland eliminating France at Euro 2020. Austria were one of the more entertaining sides at Euro 2024, in my opinion. Rangnick's gegenpressing system, you know, high intensity, high press, win the ball further up the pitch, collective over individual. Fun to watch, hard to play against. Argentina topped CONMEBOL qualifying and scored more goals than anyone in the process, packed with talent, with new faces like Nico Paz adding something different, maybe some weaknesses at fullback, and the squad is aging, but Scaloni's tournament record speaks for itself. He's won every tournament he's managed. Well, besides Copa America 2019, but he was just appointed right before that and still finished third. Everything after, all wins. So 75%. Jordan are making their World Cup debut and will look to be compact, countering through speedy wingers. Musa Altamari, the standout name there. They reached finals in both the Asian Cup and Arab Cup without winning either of them. So don't underestimate them. So my call, Argentina first, Algeria second, Austria third, Jordan fourth, Petkovic getting Algeria above Austria. The supercomputer agrees, except they have Austria ahead of Algeria. So we'll see, buddy. Portugal, Colombia, DR Congo, and Uzbekistan make up Group K. Now, Uzbekistan, they're here for the first time and are the first Central Asian side to play in a World Cup. They have been taken over by Fabio Cannavaro, which I am not a big fan of that choice. I hope he doesn't undo the great work that had been done there previously. Then you have DR Congo, who had a decent AFCON in 2023, making it to the semifinals, and they went through the Inter-Confederation playoff with a tight but relatively comfortable win over Jamaica. Tonzebe, the hero there. They have some solid attackers like Bakambu, Wissa, Mbemba, and Wan-Bissaka in the back line. They are a pretty nice team. Speaking of nice teams, Colombia, obviously one of the teams that people are looking at to cause some real issues in this tournament. They missed out on the last World Cup, but they come into this one with a James Rodriguez, who led CONMEBOL in assists, and a Luis Diaz, who is second only to Messi when it comes to goals. So their attack will be nice. We'll see how the defense holds up here, but they're the kind of team that could cause Portugal some issues. And Portugal, they always make things difficult for themselves in tournaments, but a lot of people are believing in them far more this go around. They will struggle against low blocks, as usual, as they just try to cross, cross, cross. But if this team gets a chance to counter, you are in big trouble, buddy. The back line looks decent, the midfield is awesome. The attack is mostly good as well. I think Portugal will be a team that sort of grows into this tournament and gets better and better. So I actually have them in second, probably on goal difference, with Colombia in first, Uzbekistan in third, and DR Congo in fourth. That is, in fact, completely different from what the supercomputer has, which is Portugal first, Colombia second, DR Congo third, then Uzbekistan. I honestly hope the supercomputer is right, but I feel like Portugal will be slow starters. And finally, guys, England, Panama, Ghana, and Croatia. I honestly think that this group is fairly straightforward. Panama are playing in their second World Cup and have the displeasure of spending it in the same group as England. Again, a team that smashed them in 2018, but they come into this group with a stronger ranking, a better coach. We'll see. We'll see. Surely they can't be as bad as they were in 2018. Ghana also return, and they come off of a very strong qualification campaign, but they sacked the coach who got them through it and brought in Carlos Queiroz, who has a lot of World Cup experience, but doesn't really thrill. He only has 4 wins across 16 World Cup matches. Bit of a yikes there from me. Croatia, another team that you can never sleep on because they will punish you. They are tournament grinders. They will find a way through no matter what, as evidenced by them getting second in 2018 and third in 2022. They are aging out a bit, but there's a mix of youth and the old guard now, which could be a nice balance. England are the out and out favorites, however, for sure, as they come in with Tommy Tuchel as their manager, a guy who oversaw a flawless qualification campaign, winning every match and not conceding a single goal. Now, his squad selection didn't vibe with everyone, but England should still top this group. Then Croatia, then Ghana, and then Panama. Queiroz will get that fifth win, I think. The supercomputer agrees with me once again. Come on, man. But it's hard to argue with that, you know? Great minds and all that. Guys, that's it. Another long video, but hey, don't blame me. Blame FIFA. There are too many teams to cover. If you enjoyed this and want more daily World Cup coverage, then be sure to subscribe. Other than that, I'll see you tomorrow for the first World Cup daily recap. Okay? Later.